There's growing pressure on the diplomatic front to put together a post-Taliban government. Secretary of State Colin Powell's been outlining his views on Capitol Hill, and a special envoy from the United Nations has been sounding out Afghanistan's neighbors, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State Powell, in 2 days of testimony on Capitol Hill, stressed one of his priorities is to get a broad-based government in place for Afghanistan. Representatives of the exiled Afghan king are meeting in Turkey this week with the anti-Taliban Northern Alliance, a group of Afghan elders, tribal and religious leaders, mainly ethnic Pashtuns, ended a gathering in Pakistan yesterday, calling on the exiled king to help form a multi-ethnic state. Powell said he's hoping all of this will start to gel soon, and he told the House Foreign Relations Committee Wednesday the king can be key.
The king will play an especially important role, not that I would expect him to become the chief executive of the next regime, but he brings a certain authority to the process, and he will be able to rally all of the elements together.
Powell said the United Nations also has a big role to play, but at the Senate yesterday, he acknowledged that the UN Special Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi doesn't want to rush UN peacekeepers to Afghanistan should the Taliban fall.
There is a debate as to what kind of force might be necessary to go in there during this bridge period. Mr. Brahimi, at this point, is not inclined toward a blue-helmeted force, neither is the Secretary General. So maybe you just bring in some peacekeepers who are from willing nations. So you don't have to go out and sort of recruit all of these people. You just find people who are ready to go in right away and to serve as peacekeepers.
There are suggestions that Turkey might be willing to send peacekeepers along with other Muslim nations. Powell does envision another role for the UN, advising and offering administrative support to any new government in Afghanistan. Again, Brahimi has sounded far more cautious. He says any arrangement has to be owned by the Afghans or it won't work. One idea that has been floated by Western diplomats is to have a UN-supervised administration in Afghanistan, with members of various ethnic groups taking turns at a rotating presidency. David Malone of the International Peace Academy, a think tank that works with the UN Security Council, says that is far from an ideal formula, and it's unlikely to succeed.
The only advantage I can see to the idea of rotating leadership of a transitional administration is that it would assure each member of the administration that she or he wasn't going to be marginalized indefinitely. It doesn't strike me, though, as a recipe for stability.
UN Envoy Brahimi is traveling to all the neighbors of Afghanistan, trying to hammer out a recipe for stability. He's said to be particularly concerned about getting Pakistan and Iran to work together. Pakistan helped bring the Taliban to power in Afghanistan. Iran backs the Northern Alliance, which includes Shiite Muslims close to Tehran. As this complicated diplomatic work gathers steam, Malone of the International Peace Academy says some UN diplomats are warning the U.S. military not to tip the scales.
There is a worry at the UN about the Northern Alliance, for example, seizing Kabul and other groups being effectively marginalized thereafter.
Secretary Powell at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday made clear the U.S. air campaign is shifting to support the Northern Alliance. He said if those anti-Taliban forces show aggressiveness and are prepared to move, the Taliban will have a tough time staying in power. And that puts added time pressure on UN diplomats trying to forge a new regime. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.